What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Sweeteners found in quote-unquote diet foods could actually hurt the effectiveness of cancer treatment drugs.
Oh, yay! Good.
Yay!
Got cancer? Trying to lose weight? Tough luck.
I was going to say, if somebody's got cancer, are we going to get on about their weight?
Right. Like, come on, man.
Unless the doctor says, hey, you need to lose weight for this
sure.
or that. But, like... Like, look, I had a cousin I lost, you know, 6 months ago. So it was horrible, right? But, like, at no point was he like, oh, you're gaining weight.
Right.
Right? Like, she had enough going on.
Yeah. The cancer drugs do enough of that already. Like, things are out of whack.
Right. Exactly. You go through, right, you know this, unfortunately.
You're getting irradiated.
Right. So, like, there was times she couldn't even eat or whatever. She said it felt like needles in her throat because of the chemo. It's like, not going to get her on her when she can if she wanted to eat a whole pizza.
Nope.
Stomach's turning and you're throwing up everything that you're eating anyway. Oh my God, the diet foods.
Yeah.
Eat what you want. If you're on cancer drugs, eat what you want if it's good, if it's not hurting nothing.
God forbid, if I had something bad like that, like I'd gain 100 pounds in 6 months.
Right. Is beer bad for me? Okay, good.
So we gave my dad a couple beers when he was in hospice and they were like, yeah, like.
So what?
Sadly, he's in hospice.
Yes.
Yeah. Ain't gonna hurt him.
Hey.
Yeah. Were you giving the NAs or the real deal?
No, my uncle and brother gave him the real deal.
Good, good.
I mean, he only had a couple days left. He looked at my Uncle Tim and said, you know what I really want? It's a Bud Light. And my uncle happens to travel with a cooler generally. So, if you run into my Uncle Tim, there's a six-pack of Bud Light in his trunk and peanut butter and jellies.
Good man.
So he went out, got the cooler.
He's just got PB&Js back there?
Always.
How many?
At least like three or four.
Damn.
He takes them to every sporting event he goes to.
Oh, so he's just packing them for. It's not like every day he's got them in there.
No, I'm willing to bet right now he's got some in his trunk and his cooler.
Peanut butter and jelly.
So, right.
He's making them at night.
He ran out to his car. Yeah. And he got PB&Js, and they all had a couple Bud Lights.
Damn right.
So, my brother was trying to be cool, and the nurse was like, yeah, like, I'm not supposed to tell you this. Like, we don't really care. It's not going to mess with his medicine.
It's not making things worse.
Yeah.
Right. He's at a point where we're just trying to make him comfortable. My grandfather took I think he had a glass of wine in his last week of life. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, he was dry since my dad was 16, for heaven's sake.
Damn. Oh, I'm going to buy a pack of smokes.
Hell yeah.
Immediately.
Wait a minute. I got 3 days to live?
Yeah.
I'm going for it.
I'm going to trip on ass and just rip cigarettes.
I'll go to the next dimension.
Hell yeah, man.
Look out.
Maybe I'll die in the middle of the trip. That would be really freaky.
Now, the craziest part is...
You just check out?
Yeah. Damn.
The craziest one was before my dad got really sick. The last time I saw him a few months before that, I said, Dad, I will take you whatever dinner you want to go to. And he goes... You see these commercials? Long John's. It's like somebody has fish now.
Long John.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It's like Popeyes or something. Not crab cakes, not a steak. You want to go get fast food.
Okay.
It was from Arby's. That's what it was.
Arby's.
He goes, like, and I'm like, you just been watching college ball. Don't let that commercial affect you.
Give that man the dignity he's earned, damn it.
We took him. We got the Arby's.
He went to Nom, damn it.
All I want to do after Saturday or Sunday is eat wings. And pizza from all the commercials.
Yes.
Those are the two things I want.
And it worked on them.
Pizza and wings. It works on me.
Like you wanted to go to Arby's. Let's go.
You wanted to fish from Arby's.
Good man. Oh, God. New study suggests that, quote, unquote, green roofs could remove microplastic from rainwater. It's the people that basically put sod on their roof.
All right.
So as the rainwater comes down, I don't know how it works. This
sod on the roof? In the States.
I just haven't seen it in the States. It's a growing trend now.
No pun intended.
Yes. And it's harder to do than you think.
Well, sure.
I know a place.
But do you have to mow it?
No. But I've basically it's a lot of you can do wildflowers, you can do sod.
All right.
I have watched it in the process of being built now for about 3 months.
Get new Scott's roof builder with moss control.
They've had to take it off and do it 3 different times. So
no kidding.
It's not as easy as it looks to do. Because like there's a building where I play golf at. They've been trying to do this.
All right.
And it just is not getting done.
Well, there's also those roofs. Are they thatch roofs that they're called? It's the straw, basically. But you also have to redo those as well. So putting that stuff up there does it.
I hate things that need maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, generally speaking, like just when you're a homeowner, I'm like, I want to do everything once if I'm going to do it at all, and then I don't want to have to do it again.
And it's weird to me how running it through dirt and grass makes the water cleaner. That is always weird to me. I understand that is a natural filtering process.
I think it makes it more environmental.
Okay.
I don't know. Right, it's still going to be muddy and dirty, but it does not have microplastics. That's all. It's just natural.
Aren't you redoing your roof, Mike?
Getting up close.
Get a sod.
Anybody, let me know. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Do you need a new roof?
Getting there.
Oh, man.
I'll bring my life straw.
Thanks, man. Life straw. Just hook it up to the gutter. Scientists have found direct evidence of an extraterrestrial impact and tsunami in North Carolina.
Impact.
This
happened a long time ago.
Oh, so like a meteorite.
Yeah, something came out there and caused a tsunami.
I thought you were
talking
about that guy, that UFO that got hit by a missile.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a wild video.
Time to put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is a G word that refers to any of a class of musician or entertainers of Western Africa whose performances include tribal histories and genealogies. Good luck. G word that refers to any of a class of musician or entertainers of Western Africa.
Guyanese.
Whose performances include tribal histories or genealogies.
Bro, I do not think I'm right. I just wanted to say a word. No,
that's the only thing I could come up with was Guyanese.
Right.
Well, oh my God, it's on the West Coast, right?
I don't know.
It's griot. G-R-I-O-T, griot.
The
T is silent.
The T is silent.
Griot. Then why add it? Why add the T if it's going to be silent? Especially at the end of the word.
It's French.
Still, like, why is it there?
Well, then the French are weird.
Yeah.
We put things there that don't belong.
You see that T, whatever you do. Do not say it to say this word correctly.
Come into my house, I have a stair that goes nowhere.
If I'm in Africa, I'm like, you're not naming me.
No.
We'll name ourselves.
Well, it probably came from them.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
You see that door in the wall, it goes nowhere.
Oui, oui.
This is a drawer that does not open.
It is a five, an entire chest of drawers that are false fronts. It is like the T in
the TV that does not work. It went in Russian there for a second. My bad.
I know
my accents aren't the best, Ted.
Well, no, like in Canada, like in Montreal, right? Like they actually, in Quebec, they speak French.
Correct. Yeah.
But like when you go down to Louisiana, like that's Creole.
Yeah, it is not.
Like they're using some French words and stuff.
We speak
like,
French.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Yeah. Ooh, are you from France? Very Parisian.
So exotic.
France, you come down here for the mud buds.
That has always been odd to me that we just have that one little pocket of French influence in the southeastern part of the country.
Well, yeah, it's just based on kind of where they were hiding out at the time.
We're just gonna be right in here.
I remember my one buddy's girlfriend at the time watching George St. Pierre. Why's he got a New Orleans Saints thing? It's like, Saint that's the Florida Lair.
Right.
It's French. It's not... Just, but most right. Americans, in their her defense, would only know it because of the Saints and
on the top of an old fence somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. The fleur-de-lis.
Mm-hmm.
There's an ultrasound helmet in development that studies show could treat Parkinson's non-invasively.
Oh, nice!
It's a new ultrasound helmet that could treat Parkinson's non-invasively.
You forget that ultrasound serves other purposes. So when you said an ultrasound helmet, I'm like, well, you got a baby in your head.
I also was the weirdo that learned that ultrasound, just within the last few years, ultrasounds are not just put the goo on your tummy and then do that. That's actually an uncommon ultrasound when it comes to women.
With the goo?
Yeah.
Really?
Ultrasounds can be very invasive. Oh.
I'm saying when my wife was pregnant. That's my only experience with ultrasound.
Correct. Right? That's the only time I've ever heard of it.
Okay.
What do you mean?
They gooed your ass up.
They grab a wand, Miles, and they goober it up, and then they go
insert?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Huh. Okay, yeah, I don't think that.
Hey, I got a Star Wars joke. You should see what it looks like on the inside.
Jesus. <whiz. laughs>
Sorry, ladies. Score one for me.
I'm learning more and more every day.
I had to get a bunch of them when I had that vein.
Oh, yeah?
Were they intrusive or just...
No, just the regular goo and stuff.
I didn't know, man.
Ted, bend over. We need to go check out the veins in your leg.
Stick this in your anus. Don't ask how it works. Yeah. It's magic.
We're going to develop a map of your body. There's a cluster of earthquakes that have been recorded off the Oregon coast this week. They just keep going. They're not stopping. They're just rolling. Oh.
Well, they said there's like an underground volcano like a mile off the coast, a couple miles off the coast. It's kind of rumbling its belly under the ocean.
It has been for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would imagine.
I think they even got a camera on it.
On the volcano.
And check it out. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, sorta.
Well, the scary one was Rainier over the summer at the beginning.
Oh yeah,
that one weekend was like, and now it's been quiet, but still, that was like a what's going on thing.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Anybody know what today is?
National TV Dinner Day.
So close. Anti-Junk Light Day.
Oh, it's also National TV Dinner Day.
It's the when it's in the middle of the night, you don't want to turn on any lights on when you're going to the bathroom. You just got to make sure that you can.
Oh, yes, junk light.
Junk lights like
junk light.
Blue light and whatnot.
Turn on your junk light.
Light that's screwing up your
your
vision.
Turn on your junk light.
When the lights are down and you need to see where things are going, your junk light.
It's like E.T.'s finger.
It's like a little 1-watt bulb down there that kind of helps you find where things are going.
That's one weird thing about getting water in the middle of the night when you're naked.
Yeah.
Because the light comes on, like your fridge, If you just get the cold water, it's like it's right there. It's like a spotlight on your junk. I've got all my windows open. I'm like, is this like a weird show for people?
I do have windows that look out over my neighbors.
Like, I'm just naked all the time. It's like, get my water, man. It's like I'm on stage.
Penis.
I got one neighbor, my next door neighbor, one of my next door neighbors. She has not said a word to me. I wondered if she sees something.
I've seen his junk light.
I've seen it when he's getting snacks in the middle of the night.
I think he eats with his penis.
The three-eyed monster.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A murderer may have given away the identity of his accomplice, but you'll never believe how, Miles.
How did he do that?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Cornwall Wildlife Trust of Cornwall, England. And as the name suggests, the Cornwall Wildlife Trust, they are focused on the conservation of wildlife. And one of the tools they use is trail cams, which is not so unusual. But that way they can observe animals and their habitats. And recently, one of the trail cams captured footage of a beaver at water's edge, just doing what beavers do. But this is what they observed. And if you ever want to be a shot of the day, this is all you have to do. Yeah, that's right, the old double fart from the beaver.
Huh. Beaver fart. That sounds like a shot.
It really does.
There's
it
a
is.
Duck fart. But there should be a
I'm thinking the duck fart. Yeah.
It should be a beaver fart.
So the beaver fart, but again.
I mean, yeah, a shot.
I just like the
double. I just like the term beaver cam.
Beaver cam, yeah. The beauty of this is after the beaver farts.
Don't Google it.
That's an OnlyFans page.
It disappears.
Don't Google that.
Like it's on camera, it farts, it looks at the camera, and then rolls out. Like, that's my kind of beaver, you know?
It's just a video of the tunnel for Oregon State football.
Beaver cam.
Beaver cam. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue, down the throat, party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.